I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant After Show. Here at AfterBuzz TV, I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. We're going to break down the latest two episodes for you. Those are episodes 15 and 16. Now, I'm going to clump them together, and we're going to kind of run through the girls as far as what happened with each girl between both of the episodes. So a lot of information. Sit back. If you have any comments, questions, or any other things that you want to bring up, comment below. Like, subscribe. We'd love to hear from you guys. So definitely keep the conversation going with me. So we have episode season two, episode 15. We start out with, this is called Not Gonna Be That Again. So we start out with Rachel, who, if you guys have watched and you're just here to kind of relive the after show, talk more about the show, you know how my mind is blown. If you haven't watched and you're just here for a refresher, a nice little recap of the show, you're going to get that too, and your mind is going to be blown by the end. So with Rachel, we start out, she has a new boyfriend, Corey. Now this girl, like, is never single, ever, ever, ever. If you need dating advice, go to her. She'll get you a boyfriend. I don't know where she comes up with these guys. It's so funny. But she has a new boyfriend, and his name is Cody, and, you know, he's different than the other guys because he has a job, and I don't really know any other reasons why. I mean, she says that he does treat her better, but I mean, she said that about Jacob too for a while, and then it was like he wasn't treating her good, so you really don't ever know. But so Rachel asked, one thing I did like about Cody, you know, I like to judge right away, the first impression. I'm pretty good at depicting, you know, character in that sense. So the first impression I got, I mean, he's a cool kid. I don't know how he's going to, like, how this relationship's going to pan out at this point. But when she asked how he feels about her having a child, he said, well, you know, I really like being with you, so I love it, which was, I think, was a great answer. I mean, I've heard really corny, like, I love kids, I love being with kids, like, all this stuff. It's like, all right, calm down. You don't need to get that aggressive. You know what I mean? So Cody starts helping with Hazley a lot and just being there more, which, I mean, this girl, she just, like, rushes through so much. I just want to tell her, like, just take some time. But, you know, she really wants that support system. She's young. She just turned 17, and she just wants somebody to be there with her, which, I mean, I totally get, Rachel. I can't really fault you for that. But anyway, so Stephanie, who is Rachel's mom, feels like she screwed Rachel up by, you know, being her friend and not a parent. We know how there was, like, a gap in time where they lived with their grandmother, Mallory and Rachel. You know, she still feels pretty guilty for that, obviously. So Stephanie, you know, is stressed. You know, she's talking to her mom. She goes to dinner with or lunch with Nana, they call her. And she just says, you know, it's stressful because I made more money selling drugs than I do going to work. Sorry, guys. I'm sick over here. Always touching this nose of mine. It's an issue. I broke it years ago and had two surgeries on it to fix all the crap. But so if you're ever wondering, if you watched me, you know, I'm always like sniffling. Anyway, so Rachel is taking this driver's test, but she's not ready for it. She didn't study for it. And, you know, she just kind of blames it on not having time because she's taking care of Hazley, but also spending a lot of time with Cody. So Rachel and Hazley leave with Cody after a fight that they have together, Stephanie and Rachel. And, you know, I do feel bad with the situation. And I don't know if any of you guys kind of have a relationship similar or know of a relationship similar to this, but it's hard because Stephanie wants to do the right thing for her daughter now. She knows what to do, but she feels guilty and she doesn't want to push her away, especially because she's an older teenager. She has a daughter. She, you know, wants to be in her life. So she's in like between a rock and a hard place, I feel like. And I get it. And I feel so bad. So then we have this ending conversation where Stephanie knows and tracks Rachel's periods. You know, Stephanie has been telling her and, you know, pushing her to go on birth control. And we know in the past couple episodes kind of what happened with that. She did not want to go on, get an IUD, so she was going to go back on the pill. But she hadn't started the pill. She hadn't started the pill yet. And Stephanie's like, you know, you're late. Your period is late. I've been tracking it. You need to take a pregnancy test. So she sends Mike, her boyfriend, out to the dollar store to get a couple pregnancy tests. And then we're kind of left hanging there. But because we're doing two shows in one, you guys don't have to be left hanging there. We get to talk about it. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was left on the edge of my seat at that one. We saw her take a pregnancy test before when she was with Jacob. And that came back negative. She took it with Mallory and she was nervous to tell her mom. She never told her mom about it. But this one. So we leave off not knowing what's going on with the pregnancy test. Guys, we come back to episode 16 called Out of My Comfort Zone. And we see that Rachel is in fact pregnant again. So please comment below what your thoughts were, what your emotions were, and what you think her thoughts or emotions were, even though we kind of saw it unravel on TV. She finds out she's pregnant. Her mom was right there. Her mom starts crying. She just gets up, calls Cody, sits outside, and just says, he's like, hey, what's up? She's like, I'm pregnant. Like, right away blurts it out. He was like, how do you know? So she says she took a test, and you know, she's just really, just extremely upset about this. And she just kind of says she doesn't know if she can do this. It's going to be so much with two kids. And Mallory, her sister, says, you know, you can get an abortion if you want to. And she said she was considering it, but she decides to keep the baby. And Stephanie, her mom, was very pretty against the abortion. She was like, well, what if it's a little hazily? It's going to be a little hazily, like, you can't get rid of this baby. But she's 17. She had Hazley at 16. I mean, she is really young. Oh, young and pregnant. I mean, this is a lot for her. Cody says that they're together, so both of the kids will be both of their kids. And yeah, so they're just going to have this baby and see how it goes. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was shocked. I was just, I had no idea. Like, she was one day late for her period. And at this point, I'm thinking, like, are we sure that it's his? Like, is there a possibility that it's Jacob's? Did she actually have sex with Drew at any point between, like, the breakup with Jacob and then getting with Cody? Like, I don't know. My mind is, like, turning with this girl. But, you know, she's going to keep the baby. And I really do hope things go well for them. So we will see. Continue to watch. That's why we do this show. We move on to Kayla, who Luke says it's going to be too much for her mom to live in the same apartment complex, but he finally says something sensible. Like, he does understand that it will help her because he's going to be away a lot with school and basketball. You know, he kind of starts to understand it, I think. Now, Stefan, last we really heard about him, they had this talk, and he got to see Isaiah after, and Madison, his girlfriend, got to meet Isaiah quickly when she picked him up, and it seemed like things were working out, and Kayla was really open to the opportunity of having Stefan get closer to Isaiah so that he could end up taking him for a week at a time at some point. So, you know, she really wanted to work towards that, but Stefan hasn't kept his word. After the meeting, he still hasn't seen Isaiah. She hasn't heard from him, and Stefan gets a call from his mom, and she kind of, you know, doesn't like Kayla at all for whatever reason. It's just interesting that a mother could look at the situation and still side with Stefan, even though it's her son, like, you are the mother. Teach him what he should be doing. He's not doing what he needs to be doing as a father. It's pretty pathetic. You know, so his mom says, you know, talks really badly about Kayla, and she's just, he even reads the conversation between the two of them, and she's not bitchy in any way. She's just very, like, it's sad for Isaiah, and it's sad that you haven't called him in a month, and he's like, I've been working a lot, and she's like, okay, well, you haven't even given me any child support, and he's like, okay, yeah, well, I have no money. She's like, well, you haven't seen him because you've been working a lot and you have no money to pay child support. That makes absolutely no sense. So really, really interesting. Luke and his friend have this conversation about Jamie, who is Kayla's mom. And please clarify this for me, because what I got out of that was, like, he was a little rude about her, and then he'll, like, leave her on read, like, her messages. And, you know, it doesn't seem like he has too much respect for her, which is concerning to me. So I guess we'll kind of, like, see how that plays out. Jamie will be getting an apartment in the apartment building next door, which there was some concern in this episode, a little bit of back and forth about if she was going to get an apartment that was in the same building. So thankfully she's not. So then we move over to episode 16, where Kayla, Stefan hasn't seen Isaiah, obviously, because of the things we just talked about. He's been working, but he can't pay child support and has no money, but whatever. But anyway, happiness in Kayla's story in this episode, because she's being induced, and then we meet little Miss Aria Jordan, who is super cute. And then she tells this awful story about how she felt everything. She did not feel the epidural at all. And she says that sex is not worth it, and abstinence is the key to never go through something like this. And it was really cute. We saw the first little, like, moments of them coming home with the baby and picking up Isaiah, and it was really, really sweet. And Isaiah falls asleep on the couch, and the baby's sleeping, and they kind of just were like, let's take a family nap. And I just thought it was just so cute. Like, they do a really good job together parenting and you know, kind of doing life together. I really do like them as a couple. I just hope Luke is respectful to her mother, because that's key. We move on to Ashley, who Bar wants to have separate parties, and then he wants to have one party and for Holly's second birthday. And we know that they had come to the agreement that when Ashley gave Bar all the reins to the party and just said, here, you know what, I want you to feel welcome and in charge, and so you can plan the party. And then it kind of fell on her, which, like, obviously we knew it was going to happen. But really the problem is that their moms both have issues, Shan and T. So they both have issues with each other. T records the whole conversation with Shan. And, you know, in that conversation, like, to just dissect it for a second, Shan wanted to just, her way of coping is just to, like, say, let's just forget about it and move on and not go to the past. And T couldn't do that. She wants to kind of express what made her upset and, like, talk it out a little bit, and then they can move forward. I don't think either of them were trying to be hateful, but it turned into a hateful thing because they process and want to process things a lot different from each other, which is okay, but at the same time, like, it's just not going to work out if they're both going to be like that and headstrong to their own way. I mean, I do side with T in that case, just because, like, if I have a problem with somebody, I'd like to go over it with them just so that, like, they understand what upset me, so that next time they know that they're going to upset me if they do this again or something of that nature. So I do understand it. Unfortunate, but Bar and Ashley get into it at dinner, and it's really just the stress of their moms not getting along in the party and trying to do it. And you can just see it really just didn't really have much to do with them. But again, Bar doesn't know how to handle himself, and that's unfortunate. He kind of walks out at dinner, and Holly was so cute. She was just like, watch your mouth, kept saying watch your mouth, which was so funny to him after Ashley said it. So then they go home. Bar's getting Holly out of the car, and she's like, can I jump in the water? He's like, no, baby, you can't even swim yet. Like, what? So I just laughed at that. I thought that was super funny. She's such a cute kid. So then Ashley's going to be throwing the party, and Bar's just going to come, and they kind of come to that agreement. Then we move on to episode 16 with Ashley, and Holly's birthday party is here. T and Ashley get really stressed out. Bar comes in. He's like, can we not argue today? And they're having this like screaming match about Rice Krispies and a balloon arch. It was all so ridiculous. I definitely would have sided with Ashley in that situation because she just didn't care. She was like, let's just drop it. I don't care about the Rice Krispies. That's it. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do the balloon arch. And her mom was just like, I wanted to do it. And it was just a mess. Anyway, T doesn't feel appreciated. But Bar says every time there's a party, they both get stressed out. And then the party, time for the party and everything's fine, which it seemed like that happened. And then Bar wanted to hang out as a family a couple days after the party. But Ashley wants boundaries and she doesn't want to do that. So Bar gets pretty pissed off. He comes in. He's going to take Holly and he just like picks her up after she's sleeping on the couch, which I just thought was awful. And then, he has such an attitude, waits outside for the Uber with her like sleeping in his arms. And then Ashley and her mom talk, have this conversation, which was really nice. And Ashley apologizes. I wish the mom apologizes. I wish T apologized. I didn't catch if she did. And she kind of just says, you know, I don't want to hang out with Bar. I don't want to cross that boundary again. I don't want him to think that that's what we do, which I totally, totally respect for her. We move on to Brianna, who Jaden, her new boyfriend, comes over to meet the family. He's around a fire. And he doesn't really talk. Kind of awkward situation. I didn't really get a good vibe from him at all. Like, this is the first time you're meeting her sister, her mom. Why don't you just talk, show conversation, something like that. Then she introduces him to Brayson. And then from there, I think it kind of just spiraled because, you know, at first she doesn't want to be all over Jaden in front of Brayson. And I don't think she is. And that's a great thing to think of. And I'm glad she did. But her mom is really concerned about her being in this relationship. And I think a relationship in general right now. And she doesn't want to see her get hurt again. And I really strongly believe in motherly instincts. So for some reason, I was like, just listen to your mom. Like, for some reason, she's not okay with this. Then we find out Jaden doesn't believe in asking people out and the whole thing. But then they go to dinner and he goes to get flowers out of the car, brings her flowers, and then says this nice little thing and says, do you want to be my girlfriend? I literally thought it was a proposal. I thought, yeah, it was a little dramatic for me. But that is what Brianna wanted, and she was very straightforward about that. So I'm happy she got that. So then we went to episode 16, which I wanted to rush through 15 because there really wasn't much. They kind of just introduced Jaden. Now 16. This is where I had such a problem, and it's so difficult to watch this. So in the beginning of this episode, Brianna talks about how it's easier for Jaden to just stay with them and not go back and forth from his mom's. What are you talking about? You literally complained and complained and set a boundary so many times saying you don't want to rush into anything with any relationships, and here you are doing it again and then making excuses for it. So I really did not like that. I think there's no excuse, especially when you have a kid. There's no reason he should be staying there. Like, he just met you. That there's no reason. And you're like, so it was, yeah, I wasn't happy. Jessica, who is Brianna's mom, you know, she kind of just turns the cheek a little bit because Vanessa, her sister, brings up concerns about this guy, and you know, again, I think it's instinct. I think it's them being around him and knowing and what's going on and being there and seeing it firsthand. But anyway, the family had a beach weekend trip planned for a long time for Brayson's birthday, and Brianna wants Jaden to come. And Jessica and Vanessa, you know, they just want to have family time, and then it turns into this big blowout, and I just thought it was very unfortunate with how Brianna handled herself, because, you know, you don't bring up the fact that you're Brayson's mom and you can do whatever you want and they should feel happy and appreciate going, because it's like they've been there through everything. I think that's so wrong, and I don't, you know, Brayson loves them. Like, why wouldn't, like, why would you even question that? And I get you wanting to have your significant other there, but at the same time, like, where are the boundaries? Where are you actually taking the step of taking things slowly? You're not. And when your sister's bringing up these concerns and your mom, and you're not listening to them and you're turning a cheek and you're getting mad, like, that's not good. So then Jaden hears about the fight, and he just kind of says, like, at the end of the day, it's your decision, which really rubbed me the wrong way. And when I first heard him say that, I just think that's not normal. I feel like a normal boyfriend would be like, oh my God, like, you're so right. Like, you guys go. I don't need to go. You just do your thing. I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable. I totally get, you know, why would you feel, how would you feel comfortable then going? It's almost like you're going out of spite if you know that they don't want you there, and not for a mean reason, but because it's just not your place. So things are still tense with the family, and Jaden ends up going on the trip. So funny. They're singing happy birthday to Brayson and he's screaming, crying. I thought that was just hilarious. They go all go walk on the beach, and Vanessa and Brianna get in this heated conversation. She thinks he's irresponsible, doesn't trust him. And when she said that, I totally understood, because Vanessa, at least, I totally understood, because, you know, she, who does come over to a whole nother state across the country and not have any plans, not have any job, not have anything, and you're living off this person. You've already asked, he's already asked Brianna to pay one of his bills. And it's like, yeah, it's just not adding up. And he's at the house when, you know, Brianna is in, and it's just weird. Like, there's no reason. They just met this guy like weeks ago. So I have a little juice for you guys at the end of this episode in the news and gossip segment on that. So stick with me. Next, we're going to talk about Kaya. So Kaya and Tiaza, we know they've been having some problems. They go to prom together, and her and Tiaza are still just arguing a lot. Kaya gets upset at a lunch that they go to with her mother, who, you guys know, I love her mother. She just always has the best advice and is just always so great. So Kaya just, you know, she gets really upset. So they go to couples counseling, and Kaya says that she was really hurt in the past. We do know that Tiaza cheated on her a couple days after her dad died, and she just feels like, well, cheating on me is bad, and then it's even worse that you just didn't even care that my dad had just died and I was going through a lot of emotions. She doesn't feel like that they're friends anymore. She just feels like, you know, there's no friendship there. Kaya thinks that she's moving too fast for Tiaza, and she's asking too much of Tiaza, and Tiaza's only a teenager. And, you know, I think all of that is probably right. I don't know if Tiaza's ready or wants to deal with emotions. And one of the things that Kaya's mother said was, you guys are trying to do something that 40-year-olds can't even get right. And it's, you know, raise a baby and have a healthy relationship. It's tough. But Tiaza thinks it's too late. And that's kind of where we left that episode 15. We move on to episode 16 with Kaya. And there's some drama with Xavion's mom, Carla, and which I thought we were kind of over. I'm sure you guys thought so too. But Carla's demanding to take Amor. And obviously, Kai is like, what are you talking about? You're not just going to take him and demand him. Carla talks to Xavion and says that, you know, Amor has a whole nother side of the family that he needs to get to know, and he's not. And she's just ready for Xavion to get out of jail so that she can see Amor, and that's what she's looking forward to. I just don't know why she can't just have a normal relationship with Kaya. It's just so crazy. Just, she's the mother of this baby. You can't change that. So don't change her rules. You can't try to do that and then get mad about them. So Kaya plans this date for Tieza and her to go on, and it's a rock climbing date. And as soon as they pulled up, Tieza was very kind of on edge about it. She just says, you know, I don't like heights. Like, why are we doing this? So Kaya like tried to keep an open mind. So they go in, and you know, Tieza just didn't want to do anything. And Kaya was like, come on, you have to, we're doing it, we're on a date. And she was like, no, I don't like heights. And so then Tieza went and sat in the corner all pouty. And I just thought that was so unnecessary. I mean, at least if you didn't want to do it, that's fine. But she put this together for you, and it's a date, and she's right. You guys were supposed to be open and trying new things and, you know, communicating and doing all these things together. And that's fine. And I don't think people should push other people out of their comfort zone, but I do not think that she should have pouted about it. Why don't you stand there and cheer her on and say, oh my God, that's so cool that you can do that. Maybe I can next time or something. Or like, there was no effort. There was no appreciation. There was nothing. And I thought that was really hurtful and really mean. So Tieza was just pissed about it. And she just kind of said, you can't force me out of my comfort zone. But I really don't think that that's what she was trying to do. At least just be supportive and be there and act like you're having a good time. Enjoy the date. Just because it's not exactly what you love or something that you're comfortable with 100% doesn't mean you have to act that way. That's what I thought. So on the next episode, we have Kayla has a sit down with Luke and says, you don't have to go out till 3 a.m. drinking all the time. Interesting. We have not seen any issues with them thus far, so I'm excited to hear about that. Brianna is concerned because Jaden still talks to his ex. They actually FaceTimed while Brianna was at work. Bar finds out Brizo is going to be around Holly and is super pissed. Cody and Rachel get into it, and she says that she's single. Kaya is crying to Tieza because Tieza says that she doesn't want to be with her anymore. A lot of crazy stuff, but I got to tell you guys that I have a couple of screenshots from some Q&As on Instagram that these girls have had. So, Kayla, someone asked, do you like Stefan's girlfriend? And she said, nope, which we thought that they were trying to mend things. Interesting. Someone also asks Kayla, how long after the talk did the four of you had, did things go sideways? Which I was wondering too. And she said the next week, everything went down. And then there was something, and I don't have it here now, but I will tell you about it. So, here it is, maybe. Okay, so someone also asked Kayla, have you gained any respect for Madison? She said, so much has happened with her this past month that won't even be on this season. Maybe we'll cover it on the reunion. Stay tuned, guys. So let me know what you guys think about that. Oops. But I also saw something which Brianna posted about Jaden and how they're not together anymore, and she was cheated on by him throughout the whole time. And he's actually had a girlfriend through that whole, all of these episodes that we're seeing. So I wonder if this is going to come to an end on the season. And sorry to spoil it for you, but that's the news and gossip that they're not together. But I don't really think that's a spoiler, just because you don't see any pictures. She kind of deleted everything. So there you have it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today for AfterBuzz TV's after show for Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant. Sorry I'm sick. I know my voice is normally raspy, and this is just like extra for you guys. But thank you so much for joining. I will see you guys next time for the after show, Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. In the meantime, have a good one, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.